We took a few weeks break from the Book of John for the Christmas season.
那因为圣诞节的关系，我们已经有几个礼拜没有读约翰福音了。
But I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles again to John chapter 17.
但我现在还是邀请各位现在把你们圣经翻到约翰福音第十七章。
And when we were last looking at the Book of John a few weeks ago, Jesus was in his final prayer there written for us.
那当我们几个礼拜前在读约翰福音的时候，我们有读到耶稣在他在做最后的一个祷告。
He was praying for his 11 disciples.
他在为他十一个门徒们祷告。
And in this passage, the very last few verses of chapter 17, he turns his attention to a different group, not the 11 disciples.
但是在这段祷告，就是我们先读的这一段，整段祷告文中的最后一段，他把他注意力转移到另外一群人身上，不再是那十一个门徒。
Now this prayer of Jesus on the last night of his mortal life is remarkable for several reasons.
那这一段耶稣肉身在世上的最后一段祷告，对我们来说是很值得去注意的。那它有几个原因。
One in that it is the only long prayer of Jesus that we have written in Scripture.
那它是整本圣经里面唯一一段就是耶稣的长篇的祷告文。
It's also remarkable because it is the last night of the mortal life of our Savior.
那他这段经文也很值得去注意，因为这是我们救赎主肉身在世上的最后一个夜晚。
Within hours of saying these words, he will be hanging on the cross.
在他讲完这些话的几个小时后，他就会被钉在十字架上。
So that you and I could be saved.
好让你我可以得着拯救。
And this passage is also remarkable because in this passage he is praying not for the disciples but for you.
那这段经文很值得去注意，特别是说，因为在这里他不是为门徒们祷告，而是为你们祷告。
These words are Jesus' prayer specifically for you.
这些话，这些祷告是耶稣特别为你们所祈祷的。
So as I read this, remember that this is God's word and this is Jesus' prayer for you.
所以当我们读到这些话语的时候，请记得这是神的话语，并且这是耶稣给你们的祷告。
John 17:20-26.
约翰福音第十七章第二十节到第二十六节。
I do not ask in behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one.Even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you've given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that you did send me, and did love me,even as you did love them. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, in order that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known thee, yet I have known thee, and these have known that thou didst send me,And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, that the love wherewith you didst love me may be in them, and I in them.
约翰福音十七章第二十节到第二十六节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。叫世人可以信你差了我来，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道，你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在哪里，愿你赐给我的人也同我在那里。叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界之前，你已经爱了我。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你， 我确认是你。这些人也知道你猜了我来。我已将你的名指示给他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for praying for us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你为我们祷告。
We thank you for teaching us what your desire is for us.
我们感谢你指导我们，教导我们，你对我们的心意为何。
We ask this morning that you would speak to us.
我们祈求今天早上你来对我们说话。
That you would show us a little bit more of your glory.
请你来向我们彰显你的荣耀。
And more of your heart.
并且更多来彰显你的心意。
And strengthen our faith until the day that we see you with our own eyes.
请你帮助我们加添我们的信念，直到我们亲眼见到你的那一天。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名。
Brothers and sisters, we have a wonderful Savior.
弟兄姐妹，我们有一位美好的救主。
And this morning, if you want to put your pens down, you can. You don't have to write anything.
今天早上，如果你不想要做笔记的话，你也可以把笔放下。
If you want to take notes, you can as well.
但是如果你要做笔记的话，也欢迎。
But I don't want you to listen this morning as if I'm going to give you three things for you to do this week.
那我不想要说你今天听这段经文，觉得我好像要给你三个事项，要你回去做功课。
This morning, I want to introduce you a little bit more to who Jesus is and what His heart is for you.
我今天早上要向各位介绍的是，到底谁是耶稣，并且他的意念、他的心意为何。
Because I'm not here to tell you what to do. Primarily, I'm telling you who you need to know.
我今天早上不是要你。跟你说你要做什么，而是要跟你说你要认识的这一位到底是谁。
So take a moment out of your week, set aside your worries and your concerns, and just think about Jesus for a while with me.
所以放下你的重担，放下你的顾虑，在这一刻与我一起来思考认识耶稣。
And what His heart is, what His desire is for us.
并且认识他的心意，他的旨意，他给我们的旨意。
You know, usually people get pretty excited if they see somebody famous.
一般的时候，如果我们看到一个名人，我们会觉得很兴奋。
But it's more impressive when somebody famous knows you or sees you.
但当这些名人认识我们的时候，我们会觉得哇，这更了不起。
But it's really an honor if they care for you.
但特别的是说，如果他们关心我们的话，我们觉得这是一个荣耀。
Jesus cares for you.
但耶稣关心我们。
He's not just a normal, famous, or important guy. He is the most famous, most important guy the world has ever seen or known.
他不是一个随便一个出名的名人，他是世上最出名、最光荣的人。
And he's not just a man. He is the Son of God.
他不仅是一个人，他更是神子。
And he doesn't just know who you are. He doesn't just care a little bit about you.
他不仅只有稍微的认识你，稍微的关心你。
He loves you so much that he died for the sake of all you who believe in him.
他对你的爱是何等的深，他为你而死。
He prayed for you this night.
并且他在这个晚上也为你祷告。
And you know, there must be so many things on his mind at this moment and going through his mind this night.
而且并且在这个晚上，他脑海中应该有许多事情。
There are 11 disciples nearby.
他旁边有11个门徒。
The reason he doesn't have 12 is because Judas is out betraying him as he is praying.
他之所以没有12个门徒陪伴他，是因为背叛他的犹大现在正在外面。
The other 11 who are around him won't be there for long because they will soon flee from him.
并且在他旁边的11位门徒也不会长久的待在他身边，他们马上就要逃跑了。
The soldiers are getting ready to arrest him. They're probably already dressed.
并且士兵们也准备好要逮捕他了。
The cross has already been cut. The nails are already there.
十字架的木材都已经切割好了，钉子也做好了。
The crowd that will soon be crying out that he will be crucified is already around him.
并且那些要置他于死的群众现在已经聚集在他附近了。
This night his father will hand to him the cup of wrath, and he will accept it.
今天这个晚上，天父会把愤怒一杯充满愤怒的杯交给他。
He will suffer more this night than any man has ever suffered.
今天晚上他要经历史无空前的苦难。
And he has been visibly troubled about this for weeks.
并且他也为这件事情焦虑了许多个礼拜了。
But his sorrows are becoming increasingly heavy and hard to bear.
并且他的伤痛已经越来越沉重。
As soon as he finishes praying this prayer, he will go across the Kidron Valley.
但他在做完这个祷告以后，他就会跨越西伦谷。
And for Jesus tonight, it will be the valley of the shadow of death.
但这个夜晚，基伦谷会是耶稣的死荫幽谷。
And he will go there alone, and he will collapse before God.
他今天晚上会独自的前往，并且在神面前俯卧。
He will tell his disciples that he is sorrowful to the point of death.
他会跟他的门徒说他的悲伤甚至要死。
And he will be in such agony as he prays that he will sweat drops of blood.
他会非极具悲痛，他的血如汗般流出。
And I mention this so that you understand that if there was ever a time for one person to think only of himself, it would be this time.
如果有什么情况可以让我们理直气壮只为自己着想的话，应该就是现在这种情况。
If there was ever a time he could be excused for not thinking of others, it would be now.
如果有任何情况就是他可以只为自己着想，大概也就是这个情况。
But at this moment, when so much suffering is minutes away,
但在这一刻当大难临头时，
Jesus is praying for you,You who weren't even born.
耶稣却在为你们祷告，你们还在为你们这些还没出生的人祷告。
And I don't want you to forget this.
所以我不要你们忘记这件事。
Because there will come a time when you are suffering.
因为之后会有你会经历到苦难。
And when Satan tells you that God doesn't care for you.
并且撒旦会跟你说神。已经不在乎你了，不关爱你了。
Or that he's forgotten you.
神已经忘记你了。
Don't believe it.
千万不要相信他的谎言。
What more could Jesus Christ do to demonstrate his concern for you?
没有什么比这个更好的做法可以叫你看见神爱你。
The fact that he loves you and those who he loves to the end.
让你看到说他爱你，并且爱你到底。
That his love never fails.
并且他的爱永不止息。
If Jesus refused to forget you at this time, before you were ever born, and when he's so much suffering awaits him,
如果耶稣在这个时候都拒绝忘记你，特别是在这个面临苦难的时候，
How could he forget you when you truly need him?
在你有需要他的时候，他也绝对不会忘记你。
He doesn't.
他绝对不会。
He won't. So when you are troubled, remember this prayer.
所以当你陷入困境的时候，请记得这段祷告。
For in it you will find the comfort, in any circumstance.
在这段祷告里，你会在找到你所需要的安慰。
If God the Father did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up freely for us all.
如果天父既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
How will he not also with him freely give us all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们？
If Jesus Christ died for you in these last moments of his life, he's praying for you.
如果耶稣基督为你们而死，并且在他最后一刻都还在为你们祷告的话，
How could he forget you now?
此刻他怎么可能会忘记你们呢？
I know some of you are troubled now.
我知道你们现在有些人正在困境之中。
So let me point you this morning to Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上让我帮你们把目光指向耶稣基督。
The lover of your soul.
爱你心灵的人。
Your good shepherd.
你的好牧人。
He was afflicted in all of our afflictions.
他经历过我们所有的苦难。
And he ever lives to make intercession for you.
他永久长存为我们祈求。
But what does he pray for? Let's take a look at his prayer.
但是他到底在祷，为什么祈求？让我们来看一下这段祷告文。
In this short little section, he has two requests.
在这段祷告文中，他有两个祈求。
The first is that we may all be one.
第一就是我们可以合而为一。
And not just that we would be one, but that we would be perfectly one.
不单单只是合而为一，更要完完全全的合而为一。
You know, all through the book of John, I've tried to emphasize the fact that God is a God of relationships.
在整卷约翰福音中，我一直强调，神恒古至今是一位重视关系的神。
John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And it speaks of Jesus having this intimate fellowship with the Father. He was in the bosom of the Father. He knows the Father.
那这一段经文就是讲到说，耶稣与天父有一个亲密的关系，他在天父的怀里，他认识天父。
And God made us to be in a relationship with him as well and with each other.
神创造我们，让我们可以与神有关系，并且彼此有关系。
And not just in any relationship, but a perfect relationship.
不是随便的任何一种关系，而是一个完美的关系。
He wanted us to be perfectly one.
他要我们完完全全的合为一。
What does that mean?
但是这到底是什么意思？
Because we're obviously many people.
因为我们很清楚的，我们都是很多人，不同的人。
How is it that we can be perfectly one?
我们要怎样才能完全的合一？
Jesus wants us to share in his happiness.
耶稣要我们在他的喜乐里面有份。
And so all through this night, Jesus had said not that he wants us to be at peace and have love and joy.
所以在这个夜晚，耶稣不仅是说我们要有喜乐，要有平安。
But rather he wants us to have his peace.And his love and his joy.
但他更是想讲说，我们要有他的平安，他的喜乐。
He gives us a sacrament so that we know that he wants to feed us with his body and his blood.
他给我们享用了圣餐，象征性的是给我们他的血和他的肉，身体。
His comfort to us was that.His Father is our Father, and we will live in His house.
他给我们的安慰就是说，他的父也是我们的天父，并且我们会住在他的房子里。
He will put His Spirit within us so that we will bear His fruit like vine branches attached to the vine.
并且在我们里面会有他的灵，那我们就会像枝子连接到葡萄树一样。
In other words,Jesus wants us to be one by being united with himself.
耶稣要我们合一，是透过说我们都与他合一。
He wants us to be his body.
他要我们成为他的肢体。
And thus we will also be united to each other.
所以我们也会彼此合一。
And as he perfects us, we will become perfectly one.
当他使我们完全的时候，我们也会完完全全的合一。
And this is what Paul was talking about in Colossians.
这就是保罗在哥罗西书里面所说的。
And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church.
哥罗西书一章十七节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首。
And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.So that he himself might come to have first place in everything.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
因为父喜欢叫一切丰盛在他里面居住。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
See, Jesus Christ is not just someone who is a God of relationships.
所以耶稣基督不单单只是一位重视关系的神。
He is also a God who restores relationships.
他更是一位修复关系的神。
He loves peace.
他喜爱和平。
He loves peacemakers.
他喜爱使人和睦的人。
He loves reconciliation.
他喜爱和好。
It was what Christmas was all about.
这就是圣诞节的意义。
That God would dwell with man and sin would no longer be in the way.
就是神与人同住，并且罪恶不再阻扰。
Jesus Christ said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God.
耶稣基督说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
So it is altogether fitting that the Son of God is the great peacemaker.
神的儿子就是最能使人和睦的那位。
And brothers and sisters, this is the new commandment that he gives us as well.
弟兄姐妹，这也是他给我们的新约。
That we love each other as he has loved us.
就是我们要彼此相爱，正如他爱我们一样。
It is his commandment that we love each other.
这是他的命令，就是我们彼此相爱。
It is his prayer that we become perfectly one.
并且这是他的祷告，他的祈求，就是我们完全合一。
And so what more, how can he emphasize this even more, that he wants, he really cares about us being united?
这晚他这样做最能叫你明白，他最看重的就是我们可以完全的合一。
And it is the greatest importance to him that we be united in one, in love.
并且这是他认为最重要的，我们在爱里合一。
And what should that look like?
但合一是看起来像什么？是怎样的情况？
It should look similar to Jesus' relationship with the Father.
这看起来就会像耶稣与天父的关系一样。
In verse 21, he says, That they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you.
在第二十一节，耶稣说，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
Now this is far beyond anything that we could ever truly understand.
这可能是一件我们没有办法完全了解的事情。
There's a unity that Jesus has with the Father that's unique.
耶稣与天父的合一是独一无二的。
But at the same time, it is a unity that somehow he wants us to reflect.
但是这一个合一他希望我们可以反映出这样子的情况的合一。
And that unity is at the least a unity of love and of mind.
并且这样的合一是在爱里，在思念，在心思里面的合一。
See, the Father and Jesus are united in their love.
天父和耶稣在爱里面是连结的，是合一的。
For God so loved the world that he sent his Son.
神爱世人，他赐下他的独生子给世人。
God demonstrates his own love in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
神为我们展现他的爱，在就是当我们还是世人，还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督为我们而死。
They're so united that what Jesus does for us is a demonstration of the Father's love.
所以他们是完完全全的合一，这样可以，我们可以从耶稣所做的一切都是天父给我们的爱，这里面看得出来。
And their work is united as well.
并且他们的事工也是合一。
So Jesus says, I don't do anything except what the Father shows me, what I see the Father do, and I don't tell people things unless the Father tells me.
所以耶稣基督说，他做的一切都是天父向他彰显的，他不向人开口，他向人开口说的话语都也是天父教导他说的。
And everything the Father does, I do.
所以父所做的一切，他也做。
So they're united in their work as well.
所以他们在他们的事工上，他们做的事情上也合一。
They are united in their purpose in this world.
他们在这世界上的意念，对这世界世人的意念也是合一。
They are united in the Spirit.
他们也在灵里面合一。
Jesus said it was his food and his drink to do the Father's will.
耶稣说，行父的旨意就是他的食物。
And this is set before us as an example because Jesus wants us to be united in a way similar to the way he's united to the Father.
这就是给我们的一个榜样，因为他希望我们彼此合一，如同他与父合一一样。
So all of us here who claim to follow Jesus Christ must be united in love and in mind.
所以我们在这里的这些基督徒必须要在心思里面，并且在爱里面合一。
Now, this doesn't mean that Jesus is asking that we all be the same.
这不表示说耶稣要我们全部都变成一模一样的人。
We have different gifts, just like a body has different parts.
我们有不一样的恩赐，就如同身体有不一样的器官部位。
And Jesus Christ designed the church this way.
耶稣基督他给教会的设计就是这样。
We're not all meant to be the same, but we are to have the same love and the same mind.
我们不一定要一模一样，但是我们应该有相同的心思，相同的爱。
So Paul wrote in Philippians 2:2.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章第二节里面就有写。
Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
And there are actually so many verses in the New Testament that are like this.
并且在新约里面有许多段经文和这一段经文很相像。
But I wanted to point out one especially in Acts 2.
但我特别要指出有一段，就是在《使徒行传》第二章里面的。
As an example for us at New Hope.
作为我们希望教会的榜样。
Now let me warn you before I read it that this will sound radical.
在我读这段经文之前，我必须要跟各位先警告一下，就是说这段经文读起来可能会很极端。
And that's a good thing.
但是这很好，这没关系。
Because if the world knows us by our love, and our love is no different than the world's love, then how will they know us?
如果世人是借着我们的爱而认识我们，但是我们的爱与世人的爱一模一样的话，那世人就不会觉得我们有任何不同。
Acts chapter 2.
所以让我们现在来读使徒行传第二章。
44-47. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. They were selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. And day by day continuing with one mind in the temple.And breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天用心合意，恒切在殿里。且在家中拨饼，存在欢喜，诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now I'm not a communist or a socialist, just to make it clear.
但是我要先讲了，我并不是一位共产主义或社会主义的人。
I'm not saying that what Jesus is pointing out and what the early church is doing is doing away with individual possessions.
我也不是说。耶稣在指的就是早期教会是说我们不能有私人物品。
But the Bible affirms individuality in the church as well.
并且在圣经里面，圣经也的确说教会里面会有不一样的人，不一样的个性。
So I'm not saying that you should sell all your possessions and we should all live together in some kibbutz or something somewhere.
但我也不是说我们应该要。我们大家都要把自己的财产卖掉，然后搬到一个社区里面。
But I'm saying that if it came down to it, we should be willing to.
但我的意思是说，如果情况所需的话，我们也应该有这样的心意，这样的意愿。
I mean, if we're really part of the body, and you say your arm gets hurt, is the rest of the body gonna, you know, care about sacrificing its time to help the other arm?
如果我做个比方，如果我们是个我们真的是个肢体，并且有一只手受伤了，其他的身体的其他的部位会置这只手而不理吗？
We should be willing to give up everything we have to serve each other and give our lives for each other as Christ loved us.
我们应当有一个心意，就是愿意放下我们所有的来彼此帮助。
So just by contrast, what does it tell the world then when we gossip about each other and when we fight against each other?
因此，如果我们彼此仇视，彼此在背后传流言的话，世人又会怎样来看我们？
What does it tell the world when we hold grudges against each other?
并且，如果我们彼此之间有芥蒂的话，世人又会怎样看我们？
How do you think Jesus feels about us when we do that?
你觉得当我们有这样子的情形的时候，耶稣会怎样看待我们？
Can you really look around this room or even look at me and say that you're perfectly one?
你可以看我们房间里面的其他信徒，或者是看我，然后觉得你和我或者是和我们完全合一吗？
Of course not yet.
可能还不会。
But we must all strive for that and pray for that.
但是我们持续的还是要需要往这个方向继续努力，继续祷告。
We must forgive each other and be quick to forgive and be reconciled and be at peace with one another.
我们需要原谅对方，并且快快的与对方彼此和好。
And I'll be honest, when I hear that there is tension in the church between believers or between me and believers, I lose sleep over it. It really is troublesome.
我必须承认说，当我听到教会中信徒之间彼此关系紧绷，或者是有人对我有意见的时候，我会觉得很沉重，并且会因此而失眠。
More importantly, it is the opposite of what Jesus desired for the church.
更重要的是，这样的情况，这样的关系是与耶稣的心意完全相反的。
It is the opposite of what his prayer is for us.
这更违背了他。为我们的祷告，给我们的祈求。
And so in the church, you have kind of a similar situation that you have when you're being married to someone.
在教会里面的关系有点像婚姻的关系。
They're not perfect.
这个关系并不是完美。
You're not perfect.
对方不是完美，你也不完美。
But grace should reign in the marriage.
但在这里面，恩典，神的恩典应该掌权。
And overcome all of these obstacles.To bring them together.
我们应该因着恩典跨越所有的障碍。
It must be the Holy Spirit who gives us harmony in the church.
并且由圣灵来给我们教会之间的和谐。
Now another point for us to consider.
并且我要我们来看另外一点。
My dad used to tell me, when you get married and you have kids, remember this.
我父亲曾经对我说，当你结婚以后，并且有小孩以后，请记得这一点。
The best thing you can do for your kids is to love your wife.
你可以为你小孩所做的最好的事就是爱你的妻子。
And there's something parallel to that in this passage.
然后我要用这句话来做一个比喻。
It's almost counterintuitive.
似乎有点就是有点太明显了。
Jesus is pointing out that the best thing that you can do to be a good evangelistic witness in this world is to love the church.
耶稣对我们指出，你可以向世人做的最好的见证就是爱神，并且爱教会。
Twice he says that we ought to be one that the world may believe that you sent me.
他在这段小段经节里面讲到两次说，我们的合一会使世人相信他。
In verse 21 and in verse 23,
就是在第二十一节和第二十三节的时候
，that the world may know that you sent me and loved me, loved them even as you loved me.
叫世人可以像，正如父你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以相信你差了我来。
Now.Jesus is about to die, and his group of disciples has shrunk. So it was very small, and he's going to rely on these 11 guys to evangelize the world.
耶稣即将要被钉死在十字架上，他的门徒们也缩小到只剩下这十一个人。他要靠着这十一个人向世人传福音。
So at this last night, these last moments, he doesn't tell them.Here's the effective way to do evangelism. I'm going to give you some wordless books and a bracelet with colors.
他在所以在这最后的一个夜晚，他并不是教他的门徒们如何有效的传福音。这我要给你们一些小单张、小本子，让你们去发。
Or let's all get certified in evangelism explosion, or what all the other methods that we have, which I'm not putting down. Those are good things.
或者是其他我们习惯用的方法，我并不是在这里贬低他们。
But what he is pointing to for their witness and what will show the world that God sent Jesus is our unity.
但他在这里明白的讲的是说，可以让世人相信耶稣是父差来的，就是我们彼此之间的合一。
Do you want to be a good evangelistic witness to the world?
你希望可以好好的向世人传福音吗？
Then love the church the way Jesus did.
那就像耶稣一样爱教会吧。
Forgive those who sin against you. Be at peace with those who Jesus is at peace with.
原谅那些得罪你的人，是与那些与人和好，就是那些与耶稣和好的人，你也和他们和好。
And what's amazing that Jesus says here is something I think that we'll never completely understand, even after a million years in heaven.
但在这段经文里面，耶稣讲了一段我想就算我们在天堂上千千万万年可能也没有办法完全了解的一段话。
He says that God loves us even as he loves Jesus.
就是他说神爱我们如同爱耶稣一样。
Behold what manner of love the Father has given to us that we should be called the sons of God.
看天父给我们的爱是何等的大，我们居然被称为神的儿子。
And we are.
我们的确是神的儿子。
And you know that song, Jesus loves me, this I know. The Bible tells me so. It's not in Chinese.
It's not
in
Chinese.
I know. But you know it. We sing it here.
有一个基督教的儿歌，他讲到天父爱我。
We could also say, the Father loves me, this I know, because Jesus tells me so.
我们可以像歌里面唱的这样说，天父爱我知道，因为耶稣亲自对我说。
And what shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus?
所以有什么东西可以让我们与耶稣的爱，神在基督里面的爱隔离吗？
Nothing.
一个也没有。
And finally, now that we have considered a little bit of God's love,
最后，当我们已经思考过，我们刚刚思考过耶稣的爱，神的爱以后，
and a little bit about his unity and about his desire for us,
并且我们也读了一下神的合一，并且他给我们的旨意之后。
I want to finish by talking a little bit about his glory.
我最后要来讲的就是神的荣耀。
This is his second and final request for us in this passage.
这是他在这一段经文里面他给我们的第二个为我们所做的第二个祈求，也是最后一个祈求。
And it is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible.
他也是我整本圣经中最喜欢的一段句子。
Verse 24.
就是约翰福音第17章24节。
Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, in order that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
And from our selfish, sinful perspectives, that might actually sound like a self-centered request that Jesus is praying for.
我们如果用我们个人的自私的观点的眼光去看这段经文的话，我们可能会觉得耶稣在这里的这个祈求有点自私。
But Jesus is praying for us in this verse.
但我们必须要明白的是说，在这段经文里面，耶稣在为我们祷告。
And his desire isn't to make some proud showing.Of the glory that God has given him.
在这里，这段经文不是说耶稣想用自傲的心态来展现他的成就。
For his own sake, he never acted for his own sake.
耶稣从来都不为自己的利益。
It was always his desire that he glorifies the Father.
他永远的渴望就是来荣耀天父。
And so the glory that God gives him, he.Reveals to us so that we may glorify the Father, so that we may know the Father, and knowing the Father and Jesus Christ is eternal life.
他给我天父给他的荣耀，他想要对我们彰显，使我们可以认识 天父，并且荣耀天父，因为认识神就是永生。
This request is not that dissimilar to him asking that God gives us eternal life.
这段经文就好比他祈求神给我们永生一样。
And it's not just a prayer for the Father's glory, though. It is a prayer for us as well.
这不单只是一个祈求神的荣耀的祷告，更是一个为我们所做的祷告。
I've struggled with trying to think of how to explain this because talking about Christ's glory is like one blind man trying to explain to another blind man what color looks like.
所以，因为我很努力的要试着要跟各位解释神的荣耀到底长得怎样，但是我有点困难，因为要解释神的荣耀就好比瞎子跟另外一个瞎子跟另外一个瞎子解释颜色一样。
It's so glorious that our current eyes cannot take it in.
神的荣耀是何等的光芒，何等的荣美，我们现在的肉身的眼睛没有办法直视。
His glory is greater than the sun.
他的荣耀比太阳更光芒。
In heaven, there will be no need of the sun because the Lamb will be the lamp of heaven.
在天堂上我们不需要有太阳，因为神羔羊就是天上的灯。
And nations will walk by the light that Jesus emits personally.
万国会行走在耶稣基督所释放出的光芒之下。
There is no shadow from him because he is light.
天上没有阴影，因为耶稣基督就是光。
And in 1 Timothy it talks about how Jesus dwells in, or God dwells in unapproachable light.
那在提摩太一书的时候有讲到说神住在不可靠近的光里面。
You know, if you stare at our sun for very long, you'll go blind.
你知道，就像我们，单单是我们的太阳，如果我们直视我们世上的太阳看太久的话，我们眼睛都会瞎掉。
But God's light is so bright that we can't even see it.
但神的光是更加的光芒，我们看都看不见。
At this point, it's unapproachable.
在此刻，我们根本不能靠近。
But it should be the great desire of every Christian who loves Jesus to see Jesus and to be with him where he is.
但所有基督徒最渴望的事情就应该是可以看见，亲眼看见耶稣，并且与他同在。
And if you truly love Jesus, your heart will be restless until you behold him.
如果你真的爱耶稣的话，你直到你，我相信你会直到你看见亲眼看见他之前，你的心都无法完全满足。
Christ's glory is so great, so amazing that is unlike anything you've ever seen here. You cannot watch it like a passive observer.
神的荣耀是我们世上所没有看过的事情，我们没有办法就是被动的当一个观众在这里坐着，好像看他的光芒。
You can't watch it the way you watch fireworks from 101, you know, on New Year's.
我没有办法看他的荣耀，正如同我们看跨年烟火一样。
Or like you watch a football game or some movie on TV.
或者是看球赛、看电影。
His glory is too powerful for that.
他的荣耀是无比的强大。
His glory is so powerful that if you observe it, it will transform you into its likeness.
他的荣耀之大，我们如果看见了他的荣耀，我们也会被转变。
You remember even in the Old Testament, Moses goes up to Mount Sinai. He's up there for 40 days. He gets the Ten Commandments. He comes down. His face is glowing. And he doesn't even know it.
你记得在旧约里面，摩西他上了西乃山去领了十诫以后，他下山的时候，他的脸都释放光芒，并他连他自己也不知道他的脸都放光。
His face shone so brightly that it terrified the Israelites, and he had to put a veil over his face.
他脸上所发出的光是何等的光耀，以色列的百姓都看到了都惧怕。甚至说摩西要放个帕子蒙着他的脸。
But the ministry of Jesus Christ is so much greater than that of Moses. Moses' ministry is called the ministry of death.
但耶稣基督的事工，他的事工是比摩西更伟大的。
When we see Jesus' glory, it will change us into His likeness.
当我们看见耶稣基督的荣耀的时候，他会把我们变成像他一样的形状形式。
That's what you need to know about Christ's glory. It's so glorious, it will transform you.
所以我们必须要知道的就是说，基督的荣耀是何等之大。我们看到以后，我们会接受，我们会被转变。
When we see it, we will become perfectly one.
当我们看到以后，我们会完完全全的合一。
When Jesus prays that we see His glory, it means that we share in His glory too.
当耶稣基督祈祷说我们看见他的荣耀，这也意味着说我们在他的荣耀里面有份。
In 2 Corinthians 3, Paul, after talking about Moses' ministry and the veil that he wore,
所以在哥林多后书第三章，在保罗讲解了。摩西在西乃山上的脸发光的事件之后，他这样说。
He says, "We all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another."
我们众人竟然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
In 1 John chapter 3, it says, "We know that when He appears, we will be like Him because we will see Him just as He is."
那在约翰一书第三章里面讲到的就是说，当我们看见他的时候，我们必要像他，因为我们见到他的真体。
Brothers and sisters, even if you have bad eyesight, one day Jesus Christ is coming back, and you will behold your Redeemer face to face.
弟兄姐妹，就算你视力不好的话也没关系，因为有一天你的救赎主会再回到这世上，你会亲眼的看见他。
And it will transform us.
他会使我们改变。
We will meditate not by faith on His glory, but with our own eyes.
我们不再靠着思想，不再靠着我们的信心来思想他的荣耀，而是用我们的双眼亲眼看见。
Jesus Christ will personally stand before you, and you will see Him face to face.
耶稣基督会亲自站在你面前，你会亲眼的看到他。
Do you want to be a good evangelistic witness to the world?
你想要成为一个传福音有能力的人吗？
Then love God and His people.
那就爱神与他的百姓。
Do you want to be sanctified and glorified?
你想要成圣并且得着荣耀吗？
Then meditate on the glory of Christ, because that's what changes us.
那就思想耶稣基督的荣耀，因为耶稣基督的荣耀可以使我们改变。
This is hard to do. We can't do it for very long without growing too tired.
这是一件很难做的事情，我们做的时候很容易就会觉得疲倦，觉得累了。
But Jesus has prayed for this, and He will bring it to pass.
但耶稣基督为了这件事情的祷告，所以这件事也必当成就。
And in that day, I'm happy to say there will be no need for preachers to point you to Jesus Christ anymore, because He'll be right there.
所以在那一天的时候，你们不再需要有讲员帮你们把目光指向耶稣基督，因为他已经亲自站在你们面前。
Brothers and sisters, if you love Jesus, you'll never be satisfied until you see Him.
弟兄姐妹，如果你们爱耶稣的话，你们直到亲眼看到他之前，你都心里面都没有办法完全的满足。
But if you do love Him, you definitely will see Him.
但如果你真的爱耶稣基督的话，你必定会看到他。
And we will be with Him where He is.
你也必定会与他同在。
And we will be perfectly one and perfectly happy.
你也必会和彼此完全的合一，并且完全的喜乐。
So let us pray all the more earnestly that He would come soon.
所以让我们更诚挚的来祷告，让他祈求他快快再来。
And that His prayer would be answered. We would see His glory and we would be one.
祈求他的祷告会快快的被应允，然后让我们可以完全的合一，让我们可以与他同在，亲眼看见他。
And I want to close by reading Revelation
22. 那我想最后想要用启示录第二十二章作为结束。
Verses 3-6 for us to meditate on.
第三节到第六节，让我们来思考这段话。
And look forward to, as you look forward to seeing Jesus Christ face to face.
期待这段话里面所形容的时光，就如同我们所期待亲眼看见耶稣一样。
And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me,These words are faithful and true.
以后再没有诅咒，咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要光照他们。他们要做王，直到永永远远。天使又对我说。这些话是可真实可信的。
Let's talk to him now.
那我们现在来向他祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the glory that you've given Jesus Christ.
天父，我们为你所赐给耶稣基督的荣耀献上感谢。
We thank you that in his face we see your glory.
我们感谢说，在他脸上我们可以看到你的荣光。
That you have made yourself known to us.Through him.
并且你借着他让我们认识了你。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit who gives us faith.
我们感谢你的圣灵，因为你的圣灵赐给我们信心。
And gives us some idea of your glory even now as we walk by faith.
并且在这一刻，当我们是凭着信心走在你的道路上的时候，向我们启示了你的荣耀。
Lord, we're very weak.
主啊，我们是何等的软弱。
And we're not very good at meditating on you. We're not very good at being one either.
主啊，并且我们在合一，并且在默想你的事上，做的并不是特别好。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would reign in our lives.
主啊，主耶稣，我们求你在我们的生命中掌权。
We ask that you would reign at New Hope Church.
并且你也在希望教会掌权。
That you would give us peace and love and the same mind and the same purpose.
并且让我们有相同的心思意念，相同的爱。
The same purpose that you have.
如同你一样的心思意念。
And the same peace and love.
并且一样的和平，一样的爱。
Lord, we ask that you would help us to bear your fruit.
主啊，求你帮助我们结出你的果子。
So that our Father may be glorified.
好让我们的天父得着荣耀。
And Lord, we ask that you would come quickly.
主啊，我们也求你快快再来。
And we pray that we may be with you where you are, so that we may behold your glory.
主啊，我们也求我们可以与你同在，可以看见你的荣耀。
And we love you.
主，我们爱你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.